Welcome to today's teaching from Pirkei Avot, from the Ethics of the Fathers. In Pirkei Avot, chapter 2, we learn, who is a wise man? Who is a truly wise man from the Torah's perspective? Eizehu chacham halomed mikol adam. If you are the type of person that can try to learn from every person you meet, try to look at the positive qualities of every person, and you are a wise man. In fact, the Ramban writes in the Igeret Ramban that for every single person we meet, we should realize that every person has their unique, special qualities that God has ingrained within them, and we need to look, search for the good. Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov teaches, in fact, when I focus on the good in others, it actually brings their soul to a higher level. And certainly on a psychological level, we know that the way that we treat other people, when we treat other people with a positive orientation, that's exactly that which is reflected back in the mirror. So I want to tell you a quick story which inspired this idea. So I was asked to be the chazan, to lead the Shacharis prayers, and you know, get up there, it's a little vulnerable, and I just did whatever hallel songs I sang, and some people sang with me, some people probably rolled their eyes, who knows, but you know, life went on, and you know, someone else took over for Musaf, and I felt like I did an okay job, I wasn't sure. After davening, some guy, his name is Sean, a really sweet guy, comes up to me and says, you know, that was the most moving musical experience I've ever had. That's what he told me. And I'm telling you, just like Mark Twain, I lived off of that compliment at least that day, maybe the whole week. I'm still soaring from that one compliment that I don't think he even realizes. But Sean looked for the good. He learned from every person, and he brought me to such a high, happy level. I think this is an excellent quality. And I was looking for this in our tradition. And it's right there in the Siddur. We wake up in the morning. We don't say, thanks God in general. We get very specific. We say, Pokeach Evrim, Matir Esrim, thank you God for opening my eyes. Thank you for letting me walk. And on and on and on. 15 different ways of praising God. And in fact, in the Seder that we're just flying off of, remember Dayenu? We said, we detail specifically all the good that God does for us. And in fact, Rabbi Nachman recommends that in our Hisbodedus, we should go through our entire body and thank God as much as possible throughout our lives, get as detailed as possible. So just to pay it forward, at the end of Musaf, I went over to the Baal Musaf and I said, wow, what a mimkumcho. I love that Kedusha. I love the Kaddish. He actually did a really cool tune. He did Kaddish to Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. It's pretty wild. Anyways, I hope I made his day. And I hope that you will take this idea and pay it forward. Make it a quality every single day. You're going to look for the wisdom. You're going to look for the good in other people. You're going to be a wise man. And you're going to be smart enough to compliment. Don't keep it to yourself. Just as we have to watch over our words to not say negative things, we also have to watch over our mouth to not hold ourselves back from being positive, from bringing the world up and making the world a better place. All right, I hope you're all blessed with a beautiful day. I love these spring days when we can learn extra time that God gave us so that we can learn Pirkei Avos and make the world a better place. Have a great day.